One of television's longest-running dramas was given its marching orders this week. JAG, which stands for Judge Advocate General, is signing off later this month after 10 seasons on the air. Television shows come and go, but the end of JAG highlights the changes in television viewing habits since the show first hit the air.
We called on Joe Adalian to help explain these changes. He's a writer and television editor for Variety, and he joins us from Los Angeles. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So help us understand how JAG performed, I guess, in those early seasons. What kind of ratings did it pull?
Well, JAG has a really interesting history in that the show actually started on NBC. And during its first season on NBC, it did very well with overall viewers, but didn't do quite too well with the 18 to 49 demographic that at the time NBC was so keen on reaching. So NBC canceled the show. But Leslie Moonves, at the time, had just taken over at CBS, saw some potential in the show because he just wanted eyeballs. He didn't care how old or how young they were. He picked up the show, and for CBS, it became a big hit. It wasn't until finally this season that it really started showing signs of age. It was moved to a new time on Friday night, and its ratings had started to slip, and as a result, it was canceled.
Well, what's interesting, if you look back at its initial run, it was drawing around 13 million viewers when it was carried on NBC. Now, by today's standards, would that be considered, if not a hit, at least a solid performer?
13 million viewers is nothing to sneeze at even today, because there's so much more competition now for eyeballs and so many more cable networks and so many people who get cable that overall audiences for networks have slipped. The only problem is most of JAG's viewers were what TV networks call undesirable viewers. They were not between the ages of 18 and 49, and that sort of made a difference.
I'm curious about this. So if they, you say that this show pulled too many of what the network calls undesirable viewers. What an awful term. If a show pulled a large percentage of viewers that were 55 and older, even if they pulled, say, 20 million of those viewers, would it still be considered a hit?
Well, if it was going to be considered a hit on any network, it would be considered a hit on CBS. I mean, CBS is the network of all of the big six networks that still values all viewers to some degree. A good example, actually, is 60 Minutes, which actually does very, very well among viewers 50 and older, not as well among 18 to 49, though it does okay, but it's still a huge profit maker for CBS because in that particular time slot, advertisers don't mind reaching adults 50-plus because many of them also make a lot of money.
Well, why isn't that the general rule? Why is everyone going after these younger viewers? I don't know many 20-year-olds who are flush with cash.
It really is all set by Madison Avenue. Networks, especially like CBS, would love to be in the business of just reaching the most number of viewers. It's a much easier thing to do. The younger viewers may not have as much disposable income, but many advertisers see them as more desirable because in their mind, their habits aren't set. They can convince them to change from Crest to Colgate in a heartbeat, whereas someone who's 50, the thinking goes, isn't as willing to do that.
This is the time of the year when producers have the sword of Damocles over their head. They're making some tough decisions about which shows will stay and which shows will be cut. Any predictions?
There's some shows that have already said goodbye. Third Watch will be gone on NBC. American Dreams has not officially killed on NBC, but it's headed that way. And the big question mark for a lot of us in the TV industry is what's going to happen to Arrested Development. It could find itself in the unusual position of winning the Comedy Emmy 1 year and being canceled the next.
Joe, thanks for talking to us.
It's been great.
Joe Adalian is a writer and a television editor for Variety.